This week on The Art Beat, we're joined by Mark Mazingo of the Athens West Theater Company in Lexington, and Jerry Dye, who's directing the new production of Equivocation, which is running now through February 25th at the Pam Miller Downtown Art Center. Welcome to WKY.
Thank you so much for having us, Joe.
Jerry, I understand you come from Chicago.
I do. This is my second trip to Lexington to work with Athens West. I did a show with them last year called Failure, a Love Story. So I get to return. I love Lexington.
Do you have a Lexington connection here? Have you lived here? Or
I've never lived here. I feel like I do now.
The Athens West production of Equivocation by Bill Kane. This is a new production? I mean, has this ever been to Lexington before?
No, actually, this is a regional premiere. We're one of the first companies to do it here, so we're very excited to bring it to Lexington.
It's a great story about humans under pressure, which is pretty delicious, and a great ensemble of actors to help pull it off.
It sounds like, and we'll talk a little bit about what the play is about, but it sounds like it's got a lot of different things for different kinds of people. If you're a fan of Shakespeare, for instance, or political intrigue, or just, like you said, human nature, it's got a lot of things in there for different people who are looking for something out of theater.
It does. If you're a Shakespeare geek, and I know that there are some Shakespeare geeks out there in the world, it will absolutely satiate you. And if you don't know Shakespeare very well, it's still pretty thrilling. A little bit of British history. In 1605, there's something called the Gunpowder Plot, which was this treasonous plot by a bunch of Jesuit priests to blow up Parliament. The play itself, it kind of takes a fictionalized account of what if Shakespeare, who was historically a person who really was the king's playwright in many, many ways, and wrote some things on behalf of the crown. What if Shakespeare was asked to write a piece of pretty extreme propaganda for the government? And so the play kind of chronicles a fictionalized account of what that might be and what happens when we as humans are asked to compromise our ideals and our beliefs on behalf of something that maybe even might be a greater good. It's actually a really thrilling story, too. It's got all the things that you love and want from Shakespeare, from the sword play, and lots and lots and lots of comedy. And it's also this kind of delicious history piece. So it is both modern and it's a period piece at the same time.
I understand Macbeth factors in there as well.
It does, yeah. Macbeth, arguably one of Shakespeare's most popular plays, is kind of our solution in a lot of ways. It's Shakespeare's ultimate compromise to tell his version of the truth of the Gunpowder Plot.
So is this a big production? Is there a lot of cast members?
No, it's actually, what's so great about it is it's a really intimate cast. Ava, Matt are our equity actors that are joining us. Cody, Tony Haig, Shane Brakefield, Samuel Lockridge. It's a small, intimate cast to tell a really big story. So many of the actors switch back and forth. One of our actors, for instance, plays, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 different characters. Many hats, many light changes. That kind of stuff really requires some mad skills from actors. And we certainly have it in this cast.
I was going to say, 15 different characters for one actor has got to be tough. How is it as a director to be able to get those nuances for the different characters that they'll be playing? I mean,
Cody, for instance, who's the actor in question, he's a really extraordinary physical performer. So a lot of his instincts are just kind of, you know, body, physical instincts. So mostly my job is to sit and certainly, hopefully, inspire, but edit, you know? I'm in the room with really intelligent humans. So I have the great pleasure of hopefully being a good editor, good storyteller.
Mark, I understand when you first looked at the play, you weren't impressed.
No, we've been tossing Equivocation around in our kind of seasoned repertoire for a few years now, and I agree. It's a great play to read. My hesitation was that it was going to be very friendly to our theater-loving audience, and that everyone else was kind of not going to care. To my surprise, even in in auditions, when these actors who we cast came in to do the callback scene, it was so electric and exciting to just watch them speak these words. I mean, you know, theater is meant to be seen. It's hard to read, sit down and read a play, especially a Shakespeare play. But through this whole process and watching these actors create these hundreds of characters that they create on the stage, it is so electrifying, and I love it, and I'm so glad that we are doing this play. It definitely is an exciting piece to watch.
Originally, when the play was written by playwright Bill Kane, it was commissioned. He's a Shakespeare scholar. I mean, this man, really, when I say that he understands and knows his Shakespeare and his history, it's an understatement. And what's so amazing about this play is this guy, this playwright, you could tell that he knew he would never be able to write this play again. Like, you know what I mean? That this was his chance to say all he wanted to say and really put his heart and soul and passion about Shakespeare inside this play, which he does.
The production happens at the Downtown Arts Center. How is that as a space to work in?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Have you been there? It's beautiful. It's a beautiful space.
We've done all of our productions actually at the Downtown Arts Center before it was the Pam Miller Downtown Arts Center. And they have been very lovely to us, and we are really utilizing the space this time in a really interesting way, a way that I've never seen done at the Downtown Arts Center, the way that we're using maybe some of the back area that audience members haven't seen before to kind of create some depth. Tickets are on sale right now. You can call the Downtown Arts Center box office. You can go on our website, athenswest.net. I will say that we do have two pay-what-you-can performances. It will be the two Thursday performances of the run, and so that's kind of first come, first serve, but it's a pay-what-you-can chance for students and artists and friends to maybe see the show for a little bit of a discounted rate.
The Athens West Theater Company is one of the younger theater companies here in town.
Yes, we. This is actually our ninth production, we started in 2014. Bo List and Jeff Day and then Kate Goodwin and myself kind of came on board at the beginning. We did Doubt at the Downtown Arts Center with Jeff Day and Leslie Beatty. And it was a little bit of an experiment. We were like, so we have some equity actors in town. We want to utilize them. We want to produce professional theater. Doubt was a beautiful show. We had perfect actors for it, and we just kind of hope people showed up. And they did. And so now we're in our third season and our ninth production, and to our very humble surprise, people show up. So we just hope that we keep producing quality work for sure.
I think we're so, as a culture, just so completely inundated with so much information. There's so much to parse through. There's so much to digest. And to sit with a bunch of strangers in a room and all collectively agree upon this kind of intimate experience. We are seeing something happen in real time. It's for me, and I know for many people, it is the antidote in many ways to where we live right now and the way in which we live right now. This play also, in many ways, in terms of, you know, here's Shakespeare being asked to write a piece of propaganda or to ask to really look deep and ask some pretty intense questions, moral questions, about how he wants to not just express himself, but how he wants to live his life. The stakes are high. And I think right now we live in a time where the stakes are high, and we're all of us together are assessing what's right, what's wrong, what we care about, what we value, and how to move forward.
So the play's in production now.
It is, yes. We opened on February 9th. We're going hard, so everybody's working really hard, and it's super fun. We run Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. through the 25th of February.
Equivocation by Bill Kane. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for having us.
Equivocation runs now through February 25th at the Pam Miller Downtown Arts Center. I'm Joe Conkright for 91.3 WUKY.